What a cinch. Everything's handy.
A Brontosaurus burger with a cactus berry malt.
One Brontosaurus burger with a cactus berry malt coming up. Say, this place isn't very busy, is it?
Not now, but it picks up when the factory over there lets out for lunch.
Factory?
Gravy.
Mostly sand, no
gravy.
Goonie Bird, he's back again. Why can't he return to Capistrano Rock or wherever else he belongs? What a thing to look forward to all summer.
Oh, I'm so tired. I was awake most of the night.
Oh, it just could have been the pickles and cactus berry ice cream I had to go out and get for you last night.
I'm sorry, Fred.
Think nothing of it, sweetheart. All expected mothers get strange cravings.
I guess so, Fred.
Now, Wilma, you stay in bed and rest, and I'll fix my own breakfast.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
I'll tippy-toe around so I won't disturb you. Hey!
Fred, what happened?
Oh, it was nothing, dear. I just tripped on Dino's bone.
All right, Fred.
Oh, boy, that feels good. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
Fred, please be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wilma. Hey, go back to sleep, sweetheart. I'll be very quiet.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm not very hungry this morning. A couple of dodo eggs and a slice of brontosaurus ham should do it. Let's see, I need a frying pan. Now, where did Wilma hide the frying pan? Everything else but...
Fred.
Wilma, I thought you were sleeping.
Sleeping with all this racket?
Well, the frying pan is lost, and I... And Wilma's a magician. That pan was not there a minute ago.
Smoke! Something's burning! Help! Fire! Help! Fred, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. But the ham got a little crisp. Now go to sleep.
Sleep? I call the fire department.
Now what did you do that for?
Open up there!
Sorry, boys. I was just making my...
Okay, we got it under control. You can turn it off now.
I wish I could think of a better way to make a living.
They're leaving, Fred. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't get it. A guy wants to fix his own breakfast and the whole world becomes unglued. No more sleeping for you in the morning, Wilma. I have cooked my last breakfast.
Amen.
It's about time you showed up, Fred.
We're going to be late for work.
Man.
Boy, what a grouch that Fred is in the morning. Did you have trouble sleeping last night, Fred?
I never have trouble sleeping. My trouble starts when I wake up.
You look worried, Fred. Something on your mind?
I'll say. The baby's on the way, and there's so many things a baby should have. I need more money than I'm making, Barney.
The solution's very simple, Fred.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, just hit your boss up for a raise.
That sounds easy, but I don't dare ask.
Well, you have to have confidence in yourself, Fred. Get in there and demand more money.
Yeah.
You deserve more dough, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a good job running that digger.
Yeah.
You're going to have another mouth to feed.
Right, Barney, I'll do it. I'll hit Mr. Slate up for a raise the minute I get there.
Good boy, Fred.
But first, we'll have to bypass this freeway traffic.
Okay, Fred, let's go.
Eddie. Fred Flintstone is going to have a baby. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. A baby is little, soft, cute, and goes goo, goo, goo.
No. It means that Flintstone is coming here to ask for a raise. Every employee here that has a baby expects me to pick up the tab. We've got to make an example of Fred Flintstone. No raise.
But it's bad labor relations to say that.
Yes? Then we've got to prevent him from asking. But how?
How about Operation Cringe?
Great! Operation Cringe has never failed. You've justified my faith in you when I selected you to be manager of this company.
Gee, thanks, Father.
You practice your Operation Cringe line, son. I'll tell Miss LaRocque what to say. Oh, Miss LaRocque, when Fred Flintstone comes in, tell him that the manager is in with me asking for a raise. But tell him to wait. Got it?
I got it, Poopsie.
Shh, Mimi. Not with the Poopsie.
Yes, Mr. Slate.
Ever since the last office party, I've been Poopsie. I wonder what happened.
I'll catch Mr. Slate off guard. It'll be a cinch.
Good luck, Fred. See you after work.
Right, Barney. Hello, Miss LaRocque. I'd like to see Mr. Slate on a private matter.
The manager is in with him now, Mr. Flintstone. He's asking for a raise, but you can wait in his outer office.
Yeah, thanks. That's a good one. The manager's Mr. Slate's son. How can he miss getting a raise?
No, Father, not that.
Out!
I'm sorry I asked for a raise. Please don't fire me. I'll take a cut.
Did you say cut?
To the bone. Just working here with you is pay enough.
All right. You can have your job back at half pay.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot.
His own son.
Well, Flintstone, what is it you want?
Flintstone is a good worker.
Yes, that's because of our incentive plan.
What incentive plan?
Work hard or get fired. You can't beat that for incentive.
Gee, I'm learning a lot from you, Dad.
Did you get your raise, Fred, huh? How much?
Shut up.
Oh, don't tell me you chickened out, Fred.
Yeah, I chickened out, feathers and all. You want to make something out of it?
Oh, no, not me, Fred. Hey, let's go home.
I've been gradually picking up a few things for the baby, Betty.
Oh, let me see, Wilma.
How about that? Genuine ocelot panties.
Darling, Wilma.
A bearskin pullover for cold mornings.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Sheepskin booties.
They're lovely.
A saber-toothed tiger skin blanket.
That'll keep him warm.
Let's go in the baby's room, Betty, and look at the stuffed toys Fred made. He likes them life-sized.
Isn't that just like Fred?
I haven't the heart to tell him they have to go. Uh-oh, I have a roast leg of mastodon in the oven for Fred's dinner, and I forgot to baste it.
Be careful, Wilma.
Oh, thank goodness it didn't burn.
One good thing about a roast, you have your meal, and there's enough left over for sandwiches.
That's right, Betty.
Sounds like the boys are home, Wilma. I better run and get Barney's dinner.
See you after dinner, Fred. Hiya, Betty.
Hello, dear.
Hey, did you steam those clams for dinner?
Yes, dear. Everything's on the table.
Oh, boy, do I love steamed clams.
Why, you brussels. I'm sorry,
Well, I never saw a clam any more steamed.
Sure love that roast, Wilma.
Glad you liked it, Fred. Would you give the bone to Dino?
Yeah, good idea. Here you are, Dino. Come on, boy. Here's a bone for you. Okay, fella, it's yours. Look at him go, Wilma. Dino sure loves bones.
He's trying to get it outside.
Yeah, he went to bury it. Ain't that cute? I'll help him, Wilma. I'm going outside anyway. Hey, just a minute, Dino. I'll help you get through the door. How about that, Wilma? He got it out by himself.
Yeah, I see.
If I can't get a raise from Mr. Slate, I'm sunk. I want our baby to have everything it needs. But I don't know where the things are coming from. Everything is so expensive. And I don't want Wilma to start worrying.
If they were smart, they'd lay eggs like we do and have no problems.
Hey, Fred. I've got it, Fred. I've got it.
You got what?
A way for you to get Mr. Slate to give you a raise.
Oh, yeah? How?
I figured if someone offered you more money...
Yes, yes, go on.
Well, Mr. Slate would give you a raise to keep you.
Swell. Just swell. And whom is going to offer me more money?
Well, gee whiz, I haven't figured out all the details yet.
Oh, Barney, get out of here with your silly ideas.
But, Fred...
Out, out, out!
I was only trying to help you, Fred.
Things are bad enough without having a numbskull for a neighbor. All the crazy ideas.
Have somebody offer me more money.
More money. Money? Wait a minute. I know how it can be done. Hey, Barney! Just a minute, lifelong chum and bosom buddy.
I am not sure I want to talk to you, Fred.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, I got feelings, Fred, and I get hurt when you say my ideas are silly. Then you give me the out stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barney. Forgive me.
Say pretty please.
Pretty please.
Kiss my foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kiss your foot. Hey, what am I doing?
Kiss my foot. I almost got you that time, Fred.
Okay, joke's over.
Okay, Freddy. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, about that idea. But wait a minute. What's all this with the baby elephant?
Oh, just another one of my ideas, Fred. The little elephant's full of water. Watch when I start the car.
So?
How's that, Fred? The Barney Rubble Sprinkler. My latest invention.
Yeah, that's great, Barney. Listen, pal, about that idea you had to get me a raise.
Oh, you mean about somebody offering you more money to fool Mr. Slate?
I figured you could do it for me, chum.
Oh, no, not me, Fred.
But, Barney, pal, it's a noble cause. It's for the baby. Your godchild.
Well, in that case... Okay, Fred, I'll do it. But I gotta figure out how.
Oh, you're a pal. I'll go tell Wilma. Wilma! Oh, Wilma! I figured out how to get a raise for Mr. Slate tomorrow.
That's wonderful, Fred. And if you do, I can get all the things the baby is going to need.
You do that, sweetie. The raise is in the bag.
Oh, Fred, will you step outside a minute?
Excuse me, Wilma. I'll see what Barney wants.
How do I look in white tie and tails, Fred?
Now, where did you get that getup?
It's the Playboy costume I wore in the large play, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow for Operation Get You a Raise.
Great, Barney, real great.
Well, got to go home and practice up on my strategy.
See you manana. Bad Barney, the nice guy. A screwball, but a nice one.
Good morning. Mr. Rockefeller to see Mr. Slate on a very urgent business matter.
Yes, sir. Mr. Slate, a gentleman to see you says it's very urgent.
Send him in, Mr. Rock.
Oh, boy, Barney must be in the office right now. And in a few minutes, Mr. Slate will come out and tell me about my raise.
Well, Mr. Rockefeller, Fred Flintstone is a valuable employee of ours. But if you want to pay him more money...
I do. A big increase.
I won't stand in his way. You can have it.
But Mr. Slate, I don't want to rob you of...
Nonsense, Mr. Rockefeller. I like Fred Flintstone. I'll tell him the good news.
Good news, he says. Oh, boy.
Hey, Flintstone, come here.
Sorry it took me so long, Mr. Slate.
Come into the office, Flintstone. I've got good news for you.
With our baby on the way, a raise would be the best news, Mr. Slate.
You guessed it, Flintstone. It is a raise.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Slate. Thank you.
Oh, not me, Flintstone. Mr. Rockefeller over there is hiring you.
Mr. Rockefeller?
Mr. Flintstone, I presume?
Well, goodbye, Mr. Rockefeller. Goodbye, Fred.
Hey, Mr. Slate, I won't leave you, sir. I won't. Loyalty means more than money. I won't quit.
I appreciate your loyalty, Flintstone. But for your own good, you're fired.
No, I want to stay here, Mr. Slate. Here, please, Mr. Slate.
Security guard, please gently escort Fred Flintstone off company property.
Mr. Slate, I like working for you, Mr. Slate. Mr. Slate, you're my hero.
Mr. Rockefeller,
you got me fired.
But Fred, I played it like you told me, but the whole thing backfired.
Instead of a raise, now I have to tell Wilma I'm out of work.
Fred, maybe this is your lucky break.
A lucky break? Are you out of your mind?
Well, let's look into want ads. There must be 100 better jobs a smart guy like you can get.
Yeah, that's right.
Certified public accountant.
Nah, too much paperwork.
Tugboat captain, lawyer, armature winder, violinist, short order cook.
Hold it, that's it.
What's it?
Short order cook. That's a cinch of a job for a guy who likes fixing food.
Hey, that's right, Fred. You're a whiz at backyard barbecues.
Let's see where that job is. Oh, yeah, it's at the Brown Turban Drive-In. Round Turban Drive-In, that's it. Not very busy. I can handle a place like that.
Okay, Flintstone. I'll give you a chance. I'm desperate. Our chef quit yesterday.
What a cinch. Everything's handy.
A brontosaurus burger with a cactus berry malt.
One brontosaurus burger with a cactus berry malt. Coming up. Say, this place isn't very busy, is it?
Not now, but it picks up when the factory over there lets out for lunch.
Factory? Well, there must be thousands of people working there. The noon whistle. Oh, no!
Roast beef sandwich, no gravy.
Roast beef sandwich, no gravy.
Ham and dodo eggs.
Dodo eggs.
Yellow rice, a loaf of white onions.
Pterodactyl,
gentle.
Pterodactyl,
gentle. Six javas, cream and sugar.
One seaweed shake.
Cream and sugar. Let me out of here!
Watchmaker, pattern maker, tool maker, service station man. Service station man. Yeah, why not?
Okay, Flintstone, I briefed you on our operation policy. Now, here comes your first customer. Good luck.
Oh, boy, my first solo. How do you do, sir?
He's polite. That's good.
10 gallons of Ethel, please.
Yes, sir. Okay, Ethel, 10 gallons.
Yes, him. Good. Checks oil. Is disgusted because it's so dirty. Changes oil. Very good. This Flintstone seems to be all right. Tips hat, waves goodbye. Well, that's nice.
How did I do, boss?
Not bad, not bad. Just one little thing. You let him get away without paying!
Skin diver, engineer, chicken plucker, dancing instructor.
But, Dad, there's not one man in the company that can operate the digger.
As manager of this company, you should be able to take over any job in a pinch. Now, let's go out there and I'll teach you how it's done. Okay, son, push lever one forward. I said lever one!
I did push lever one!
Then try lever two!
Okay, Dad, lever two! That's not it either, Dad!
Try any lever! It's ruined! Are you hurt, son?
No, but I have news for you, Dad. We have to get Fred Flintstone back again.
Yeah, he's got that digger geared up so no one else can run it.
And without that digger, we can't do any business.
That's right. And it's gonna cost plenty to get Flintstone back.
Yeah, Rockefeller spoils his employees.
Oh, I can just see Flintstone in some real cinchy job right now.
I want that said, good job in show business. Sheesh.
Hey, Fatso, you with a broom. Come here, boy. How would you like to throw away your broom and be a performer?
Great, Colonel.
Good. Come on, let's get into your costume.
Oh, boy!
As the Birdman of Razzmatazz, you fly around inside the tent, swooping down low over the cheering crowds. How does that sound, son?
Swell. But, I think I should mention I don't know how to fly.
Don't worry, son. We'll get you airborne. Let's make a trial flight. And don't forget to flap your wings.
I won't forget. Okay, Colonel, I'm ready.
Yeah! That's the one thing wrong with this act. You need a new Birdman for every performance. Good thing he was a Yankee. There's too many of them anyway.
I forgot what the Colonel told me not to forget. Oh, yeah, flap your wings.
I'm flying! Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hey, that sounds like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, and there he is. He's flying.
Oh, that Rockefeller and his secret projects.
Let's get the company heliocopter, Dad. We've got to catch him.
Good thinking, my boy.
Boy, you never know what you can do until you try.
Hey, Flintstone, just a minute. I'd like to talk to you.
Mr. Slate!
This is too dangerous a job, Fred, no matter what Rockefeller is paying you.
Come back to your old job, Mr. Flintstone!
With a big fat raise!
Okay, Mr. Slate, but first I'm flying home to tell Wilbur.
Fine, Flintstone! My best to the little woman!
Hey, Wilma!
Hello, Fred. Fred, where are you?
Here, Wilma. I got a big fat raise. Now we can get everything we need for the baby.
Oh, Fred, I'm so proud of you. I must tell Betty the good news. Hello, Betty. Oh, I just had to call and tell you that Fred got his raise. Yes, he just flew home and told me. Flew home? I'll call you back, Betty. Fred, what are you doing flying around in a bird suit?
Wilma, I thought you'd never ask. Come inside, sweetheart, and sit down. It's a long story, and in spots, kind of hard to believe.